We're going to take a poetry break right now with Anselm Berrigan of the Poetry Project at St. Mark's Church. He'll read some of his work for us. Here he is.
I'm Anselm Berrigan. I'll be reading a poem called We're Not Gonna Turn Me In, which is part of a manuscript due to be published later this year titled Some Notes on My Programming. This is the last poem in the book. We're not gonna turn me in. Apparition host turns on sight of a barbed sun, warmth to gouge away with, catch flesh upon and display. Western garden will cut a deal, grow something, and be rewarded with growth. A city kid's green things, plastic and metal veins pumping ideas out of every tag-along fantasy of changing names, time zones, or body types. I'd like to be ocean-shaped and crashing at my edges, vicious and open, become an outpost of irrational compassion instead, on the interior run at all times, while my surface adapts to these faces, these photos of blood-soaked children carrying each other between blasts. Sleep so well I dream of bills. Why so afraid of the bear in the closet? It will shake me out of my ideals, the attractive drunk in her unfinished sentences. Doom is pretty sexy. The track lighting and pictures of plants, the ambience of an audience expecting what it will receive. My heart does not beat too fast, is replaceable. The same themes slap me into inaction, but I run, oh, program, state, lift, grasp, love, having lost all sense of tone and its enemy, shame. I worship no one, idolize no one, have no heroes and want none. A magnetic pansy rocking the division in our sheathed collateral wreckage won't take my life, won't take yours. I tend to go into my poems, the writing of them, not knowing what it is that I'm going to get, and I just let myself be pushed by what information I'm receiving, emotional information, the news, what's going on around me, what I'm seeing, and whatever's happening internally, and just let those things collide. And at this point, knowing that I was completing, or close to completing, a book of poems that at its essence deals with living in New York during and after September 11th, 2001. The poem, I realized, was a very angry statement of nonviolence, if that makes sense, and that ultimately was what I needed to end the book. There's a very up and down emotional level to what's going on in the poems, and the poems that occur, that are written right around, right after attacks and the destruction of the World Trade Center, are very intense, jagged, upset. You know, the air that one was breathing was very much on the surface in those poems. And as I got further away in time, and as the War on Terror developed and life changed so dramatically in the city, I wanted to end the poem on a note that was an address, a kind of a public address to a you, an unnamed you, but essentially anyone who might be reading the poem, so that those last lines, won't take my life, won't take yours, are basically saying, I'm not giving up, you're not giving up, I don't accept that continued death is the necessary extension of where we are in the world.
That was Anselm Berrigan with a selection from his forthcoming book, Some Notes on My Programming. To learn more about him and the other poets in the series, go to the Leonard Lopate Show page at WNYC.org.